You could tell him G-Haw or stop, whatever you tell him. Mm-hmm. Well, it would be just like you talking to one of these kids. Mm-hmm. They know everything you said. And so you didn't even have to use a line on them. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you call a lead horse. Mm-hmm. They went to town so much in the wagon until they could go. They could go to town and never had to touch a line on them. They were, that's what you call educated mule. Uh-huh. And they was too. They know. They could get out of the road. They'd see a car coming or something. They'd pull over on their side of the road. If it was a narrow place where they thought they might get stuck up, they would stop. You didn't have to even tell them. That's just how smart them mules were. They were real good too.
When you're raising cotton, what do you call the grass that grows up in the cotton?
Crabgrass, Johnson grass, moody grass. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's lots of different grass than cotton. I guess any kind you want to name is in there now.
What kinds of fences do people used to have?
What you call a barbed wire fence? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got those now.
To
set those up, you have to dig holes for them.
Post hole diggers? Uh-huh. Yeah, we used to use them stamps days and days. Them old post diggers. And still do sometime, but we got one on machinery now. We don't have to use them old post diggers much. Uh-huh.
You dig the holes and you set the...
Posters? Huh? Set the post in there? Uh-huh.
What about a kind of post? Fence that someone would have around their yard.
A fence. You know what fence? Huh? You mean a yard fence?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of yard fences?
It's the wire and call it a paling. We used to have paling fences. Mm-hmm. We made them palings just like we did them shingles. We'd make a fence, paling fence. Mm-hmm. And it would be pretty too.
Was it pointed at the top?
Yeah, you point them at the top. Make them the same all the way down and point them at the top.
Uh-huh. How would you hold them together? Would they be nailed or wired? Or
we wound them together. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wound them together. But some of them we would nail them together. We would put our post up so high, nail a 2x4 at the across the top. And then they want about a foot of the ground at the bottom. And so we went to nailing the palings on. But when we first started, we started with wire. Just run that wire around, just carry it around in between every other one, you know. I'll plumb on around, it would hold it. We wasn't bothered with it as much as we do them wood ones. They'll rot out.
What about a kind of, fence that went in and out like this?
Let's see. You mean them pole fences? Mm-hmm. I've seen fences made like that out of poles. Mm-hmm. But we always made ours just straight. Mm-hmm. But I've seen them made like you speaking about.
How would people make them?
You mean what would they make them out of?
Yeah, how would they build them? Did you ever?
I never did build one. I seen them built, but I never did build one like that. Mm-hmm. But,
Behave.
What do you mean by how they build them?
Well, did they use any posts or anything in them, or just?
No, they didn't have to use no posts in them. Uh-huh. You mean when they zigzag them, one, like that? Uh-huh. No, they just tie them together. They didn't use no poster.
What about
that's the way we did on building the